This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The largest teachers union in the U.S., NEA, has lost 11% of its membership since 2009. Maryland has passed the minimum wage at 10-10 and decriminalization of pot. For now, the IRS is backing off of changes around the 501c4 tax status given all the pushback. The number of domestic flights has fallen 14% from 2007 to 2012, mostly in smaller airports. The source of many fake cancer drugs is Turkey's Osei Pharmaceuticals. The FTC won a case against Wyndham Hotels on their right to require better policing of data security for credit cards. Louisiana failed to regulate payday lending, even at 72% capped annually, and a disclosure of the fact that you could have 1,300% in interest charges. Gas prices are expected to drop only 1 cent during the summer. Paycheck fairness for women is supported by 65% of the people surveyed, 58% men, 78% African Americans, and 60% whites. Wyoming has the largest gap on gender, followed by Louisiana in a number two slot. The least gap is in D.C., followed by Maryland, Nevada, and Vermont. In 2012, 100 doctors received $610 million in Medicare payments. One ophthalmologist got $12 million all by himself. An eye treatment for macular degeneration treatments for 143,000 elderly cost more than $1 billion. The top 2% of doctors got 23.6% of the total of $77 billion paid to doctors, adding up to $15.1 billion. Capital requirements for banks have been increased from 3% to 5%. 95% of applications to elite colleges were rejected. The Quebec Separatist Party took a beating in elections this week. A 32-second apology by UK Prime Minister Cameron's culture secretary for padding expenses has led to a firestorm for the government there. Russian registration requirements for many nonprofits was held legal by courts there. Stay-at-home moms with children under 18 increased to 29%, up from 23% in 1999. Belief that media is exaggerating global warming impact has increased from 34% to 42% since 2006. The Voice of People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.